This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People want to know, Kevin, what's your next steps, man, after Fox? And they're, you know, Kevin, we're so sorry about Fox. What can we do to send them? They're not looking at Twitter right now. I don't know when they're going to go back on that. Send them a note. Just write them up. I don't know what to tell you. Because between you and me, I don't really care if I go back on. It would be nice. And if they came to me and said, Kevin, look, we made a mistake. You know, we'd really like to get you back on. Let's look at a deal. You know, I'd entertain it. Why not? I mean, I'm good at what I do. I give commentary that I don't hear people giving my commentary. I have a protege, and I'm not gonna say his name because I don't want Fox to target him. But I have a protege, and he's on Fox quite often. And before he goes on, he'll say, "Kev, I'm thinking about saying this," and I go, "Man, that's boring." And then he'll go, "Okay, well, what are you thinking?" And when we work it through, every time, I'm not talking 99%, 100% of the time, he says to me, "Dude, thank you. So glad we talked," because, you know, I'm giving him stuff. I'm telling him, man, you have, and by the way, he gives great commentary. He might have a good kernel, but he goes for the, I don't know, I can't describe it. But I give him stuff that I go, no, man, there's a deeper thought. Let's go there. And when we get off the phone, he's like, dude, that was awesome. And he goes on, he knocks it out of the park. But I'm tutoring him to do it. I have a young lady, I'm not going to mention her name. I've done the same thing because I don't want them losing their potential deals. Okay, so that's the deal, but I give great commentary, and if Fox doesn't want it, somebody else will have it. Now, I am working with some groups. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to mention any names. If something comes out of it, you guys will be the first to know, because I want to announce it here. I want to let you know what we're doing. I've talked to a radio group. It didn't go anywhere. I don't know yet. I mean, when I say it didn't go anywhere, I haven't heard back from them. I'm not following up. I mean, I've done all I need to do. I sent them a treatment. I said, here's what I can do for you. If you're going to do it, great. If you're not, I got stuff to do. What I say is relevant. That's why you listen. That's why this show is growing. That's why we are in, I don't even know how many markets, because I don't try to count anymore. I'm just glad when people write to me with a different area code, you know, or call, and they're like, oh, Kev, man, I'm calling from Maryland. I'm calling from so-and-so, dude. I've been belly of the beast here. Congratulations, man. I'm glad you got the show. People telling me, whew, you know, this is such a great show. You know, good for all of us. I'll tell you, I don't get up in the morning going, I'm going to go out and I'm going to deliver the best show ever. I will show them that I'm the best radio. I just go out and go, what are the topics? What are the angles? What do we need to look at? And I'll be honest with you, I don't even have to go, what's the angle? I just go, oh, that's an interesting story. That's crazy. That makes me think about the stupid activities of the Democrats or the progressives or whatever. And then, boom, we put the show together. I'm literally scared at what we could do I'm talking about my team. If I had the team in one room and we were working on a show and we put it together, you know, collectively the way we write comedy. Comedy writers, we get in a room and you just start riffing and then people start bouncing ideas. If we did that for this show, I'd have the top show in radio. I believe that in all my heart, or with all my heart, or in it, on it, up around it. I do. And we don't need gimmickry because the stuff speaks for itself. All you have to do is interpret the news and showcase the nuttiness of it. And if you do happen to have things like we used to play great moments in Democrat racist history and some other bits, I don't do them as much. And I don't even play comedy bits as much as we used to because it's all comedy. It's all comedy. And there's work for guys like me because the truth is not getting out. I'm telling you, I listen to occasionally these other shows, and I can sense them holding back. I don't know if you got. We talked about Tucker the other night, telling this guy, you better get the F out of here, because a guy had said some nasty things to Tucker's daughter. You know, that's real Tucker right there. That wasn't real TV. That was true TV, right? The reality TV would be Tucker saying, "Hey, listen, buddy. you need to leave. You know, they recut it. But Tucker's saying, you better get the F out of here. There are many people that looked at that and went, that was Tucker Carlson? Yeah, that was Tucker. You know why Tucker got that way? Because that guy called his daughter the C word. Yeah. That's why he got that way. That was real. It was raw. And you know what? You're sick of the fake. Don't misunderstand me. Tucker's got to go on Fox and he's going to deliver a show. But you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't let that rawness go into his questioning. And that's what's missing. That's what's missing across the board. See, if liberals knew, progressive, leftists, Democrats, whatever you want to call them, if they knew Tucker will get in your grill if you mess with his kids, they would go, let's not go to that dude's house. If they thought Tucker will come from outside of his house, if you come up and protest, and he will beat the dog, as my grandma said, I'll beat the black off you, boy. If he knew he'll come out there and beat the black off you, you would leave. You would give him some respect. You know, look, I will tell you, I tell you guys all the time, I don't want, if I never have to fight again in my life, it'll be too soon. But what I tell leftists is, you put your hands on me and watch what happens. You think I put it out there because I want to brag about how tough I am? I know I'm tough. I don't need to brag about that to anybody. I'm one of the toughest people you'll ever meet. But you put your hands on me and I'll show you how tough I am. And it will be, I've said it 1,000 times. My youngest son and I were in New York. He had his Trump thing on. I was like, I dare somebody come up and say something to him. And you know why they didn't? Because I have a walk. I have a walk. I have a way about me that says he can wear that hat and you better not say anything. And nobody did. And he, you know, it's funny. He knows it. He's like, shoot. Because one of the other kids that was with me, he was like, nah, he's like, I don't want. And my son goes, give it to me. He put it on, bloop, bloop. No problem. And out we go. So, anyway, I'm bringing all this up to talk about Alec Baldwin because ABC quietly announced on election night that the Alec Baldwin show was going to move from its prestigious time slot on Sunday evenings to the less desirable Saturday night spot. Now, why are they doing this? Because the ratings stink. Negative attention around the hot-headed Alec Baldwin, the guy who tried to beat a dude up outside of the studio. Get this, repeats of Shark Tank are going to replace Alec Baldwin's beleaguered show. The Victoria's Secret fashion show holiday special and The Sound of Music are also going to air on Sunday nights. But it'll be back December 8th in its new time slot. Don't miss it, everybody. Anyway, I'll update you guys on my situation when the time comes. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How get this Bill Gates guy, man? So Bill Gates is giving a speech and he places a jar of feces on a pedestal next to him. Yeah. You remember in Living Color when the dude, Damon Wayans played the bum and he always carried around a jar where he peed and had a turd in it. And he was like, yeah, man, and so anyway, it was hysterical. That's what this reminds me of. Bill Gates walking around with a turd in a jar. I'm talking a jar of feces. I'm not even kidding. You guys think I'm joking? I'm not joking. This is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. He made a plea for safe disposal of human waste as he kicked off the reinvented toilet at an expo in China. China has their big show. It was earlier in November. And here's what he says. You might guess what's in this beaker. You'd be right. Human feces. Did you really need show and tell? And whose is it, Bill? I'm just curious, who did you get to take a dump in the jar so you could go, hey, listen, I'm going to need one of my employees to take a dump in the jar. There's a bonus in it for you. I'll do it, Bill. I'll do it. Here's what he goes on to say. This small amount of feces could contain as many as 20 trillion rotavirus cells, 20 billion Shigella bacteria, and 100,000 parasitic worm eggs. Bill, who did you get to take a dump? I mean, where did you get, like, Umbuku from Africa to do this dump? I mean, look, we all know the human body, it delivers waste. And I get it. If you sleep with dogs, you wake up with fleas. I understand. There are lots of parasites and stuff like this. But really? What's his point? He says, pathogens like these cause diseases that kill nearly 500,000 children under the age of 5 every year. Here's what's most interesting about this from a perspective of Bill Gates. Bill Gates is one of these guys that believes we're overpopulated. Yeah, he thinks we're overpopulated. He says more than 20 companies and academic institutions are exhibiting new toilet technologies at the three-day expo in Beijing, from self-contained toilets to a small-scale self-powered waste treatment plant called the Omni Processor. So here's what they're bucking for. They want us to take care of our own cleaning of our own feces. I'm guessing that's what this is about. Now, I want you to understand, in the most civilized country in the world, Bill Gates is concerned about our feces. Have you been to Bangladesh, Bill? Where's this guy living? See, this is how distorted he is. Bill lives in such, they say his house, to build his house, they said it was $60 million. I want you to think about that. What kind of house do you live in? You live in a house that's like $200,000, $500,000, $1.2 million, whatever. $6 million. Let's say it's $6 million. Your house is one-tenth what Bill Gates is. State of the art. And with his kind of coin, you can upgrade whenever you want. How many houses do you think Bill has? I don't know. I don't have an answer, just for the record. But here's the deal. When you have the kind of money and time of Bill Gates, you worry about doo-doo technology. Because let me tell you, that most people in the world, we're not worried about doo-doo technology. I'm glad I have a toilet. Now, I'll be honest. I've looked at the toilet as an engineer, and I've often said, what is the big, you know, why can't we do something better? But that's just the curiosity. You know, that's the engineer in me going, I think we could do better. Have you seen those toilets that, like, go, whoosh, like those airplane, the airplane toilets? Yes. The airplane toilet, you don't even want to be around the airplane toilet. I mean, don't have your thingy hanging too low there, if you know what I mean. I'm not kidding. I was on a plane. I had to use the bathroom. And that thing sucked so hard, I actually stand up a little bit. And I don't want my butt cheeks getting any bigger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, I don't need it. It really has some suction. But even these, what they call them, like the low flow toilet, you know, like the toilets in the normal bathrooms now, boy, you flush them down, it's the old toilets are like, you know, you hit the little thing and it goes, and it starts to spin up. It doesn't do that, man. It's a vortex in there. So we've made technological, you know, gains supposedly. Now, I'll be honest, these low flow toilets, sometimes you have to flush them twice just to get everything out of there. But I get it, but I'm saying I think Bill's just got too much time on his hands. They said UNICEF, he says the technologies, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Gates co-founder with his wife, spent more than $200 million since 2011 to stimulate research and development of safe sanitation technology. $200 million for safe sanitation technology. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Bill could have paid for me to have a Guatemalan midget just watch my butt every time I use the bathroom. I'm just saying, that is a lot of coin for sanitation technology. The technologies you'll see here are the most significant advances in sanitation in nearly 200 years. You know why that tickles me? Because in 200 years, we've gone from wiping our butts with our hands to having soft, fluffy toilet paper. And by the way, I told you guys when I stayed with my friend Foster before I moved to Arizona, He had toilet paper that was made from the god. It was made for the gods. I'm just telling you. It was a soft. It was like 300. No, it was bigger. It was like 1,000 count Egyptian cotton. I didn't even want to let. Even with that toilet paper soiled, I wanted to keep it. It was the softest, most amazing toilet paper in the history of man. And y'all don't think I'm kidding you. I looked high and low in that house to see what brand it was, because it was no brand I've ever seen in the store. Nowhere. He had that toilet paper made, probably hand loomed by Chinese, you know, midgets or something, and then flown in. That toilet paper, it was like, have you ever slept on a mattress that you go, what is this? I did at my buddy's house in a Whitefish, Montana. And he told me, Kevin, he goes, we love those mattresses so much. He goes, my wife, he goes, we bought 12. They bought 12 of these mattresses. He says, when we went to the store, the guy was freaked out. Like, you're going to buy 12? He's an Italian dude. He goes, you're going to buy 12? All of them? They go, yeah, we're buying them all. I mean, now that's some white privilege right there. But it's white privilege to be spending your time worrying about doo-doo technology, toilet technology. Seriously. You have to be a billionaire for the toilet to be on your mind. Because it's good enough as it is. Now, I get it. The French have the bidet, squirts a little water up your butt, and you can, you know. But to me, I could do without the bidet, okay? That's all I'm saying. If you want to be clean, though, seriously clean, you gotta get some liquid up there and probably some soap, too. And for the record, don't believe the little wipes. You know, don't believe that because you got one of those little baby wipes that you've taken care of business. Psst, false lead. Yeah. Anyway, Bill Gates, toilet technology. What can I say? I wish I had the time and the money to worry about stuff like that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve. Working very hard on it. Last year, I signed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
President Trump delivering remarks today at the Supporting Veterans and Military Family Through Partnership Conference in Washington, D.C. The death toll from the wildfires burning in Northern California has risen to at least 59 people. That makes it the deadliest wildfire in a century. Those who did survive the fire are running out of places to go, many of them setting up a tent at a local Walmart. This evacuee says things are tough.
There's more evacuees, more people are running out of money for hotels and families. You know, they're staying with people that, you know, they can't stay there forever.
A nor'easter is affecting travel from North Carolina all the way to Boston with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placement. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't care what anybody says. Flying, traveling, and all that. If it is not for pure fun, if you don't have your own private jet, I got to fly on a buddy of mine's private jet back from bird hunting, South Dakota. And it was amazing. You put your name on the manifest, you're good to go. Boom, you're up in the air. And it's a, I think it's a 12-seater. Beautiful, I mean, just lap of luxury. And, it's something I rarely get to do. So I booked the flight up and back. And then his assistant calls me and says, hey, Kevin, Foster's got to come back to Scottsdale. You want to catch a ride on the private jet? So it's a matter of, do I want to hop from Pierre, South Dakota to Denver and fly commercial, you know, with a puddle jumper and then a Southwest Airlines flight, or fly on a private jet? What part of do you even have to ask me of this, right? So, of course, I want to go. Food, best snacks. They even had beef jerky. You know how much beef jerky costs in the store now? They had beef jerky as a snack. That ain't Southwest pretzels. You get what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm flying back. It's amazing. It's amazing. But even flying private, it's still a hassle to fly, man. It's a long flight, you know, whatever. It's a hassle. And it stayed at an amazing resort called the Paul Nelson Farm. Just pheasant on top of pheasant. It's a beautiful place. It's a lodge-like feel, like the way I grew up. It was just amazing to go. Something I couldn't do on my own. You know what it cost to be? You know what it cost to do that event? It was, I found this out because I didn't have to pay, $9,000 a person. My buddy brings 34 people and pays for it. $9,000 a person. You follow? So anyway, I trudged it up there. You know, I had to check out white privilege. Somebody got to check out white privilege, and it might as well be me. But the flying part and when you, like, when I go places, like to go to give a speech or whatever, it's a hotel room, man. You're in there enough to get your clothes done, to get a shower, watch a little TV, maybe get some work done. Boom, you're out and about, you're hobnobbing, you get back, you're in the room. Half the time, when I used to travel more, I couldn't even remember where the heck I was. I was like, what city am I in? I would wake up at times panicked when I was a world traveler, a hopper, because I'd be like, oh my God, I'm supposed to be in Beijing. Where am I? I'm in Seoul, you know. I'd be, no, I'm in Beijing. Whew. You know, you panic because you're just so busy, you forget. And I've never had the luxury of having all these different helpers. Like my buddy's got two helpers that coordinate schedules. Hey, you're going to be on TV, you're going to be here, they're picking up a car. Not me. I'm Ubering, you know, hoping that he knows to get me in the garage and stuff like that. Oh, it's crazy. But it's worse when you get on a passenger jet, like a regular commercial jet, because these people own you. They own you. Don't you dare give that flight attendant some lip. You'll end up in handcuffs. You'll get the bracelets. Anyway, there was a diamond medallion Delta passenger. Diamond medallion. I mean, this dude has flown some time, right? He's the one of the big guns. He gets to get on early, first class, the whole deal. Anyway, he had to either sit in feces or miss his flight. Now, I already talked about Bill Gates and the doo-doo. You know, because I promise you, Bill Gates' jet, he doesn't have to worry about this. But on a regular flight, you got to worry about this stuff now. I was telling you guys, they got all kinds of these animals on now that, you know, what do they call them? Snowflake animals. When you can't handle the stress of life, you got these animals. Maybe we haven't talked about it, but we will. Because you got the snowflake animals, the animals that, what do they call them? Like, you know, for people to chill out, the chill out animals. But it used to be just dogs. Now it's these little ponies, and it's the pigs, the potbelly pigs. That one lady wanted a squirrel to go. So the airlines are going, no more. Anyway, this dude, Diamond Medallion Delta passenger, Matthew Meehan, on the last flight from Atlanta to Miami, he realized that the plane hadn't been cleaned properly. What he thought was just another stinky flight wasn't just a stinky flight. And here's what he says. I'm reading this. I sat in my seat, and I immediately smelled something, and I thought, not another flight that smells bad. But he wasn't the only one who noticed. He says, I realized the person next to me also had their nose covered, he said. Then I went to take my charger out, bent down to completely charge my phone, and realized it's not just a smell. It's actually feces, and it's all over the back of my legs. It's all over the floor, all over the wall of the plane, and I sat in it. Now, I want you to think about it. Let me tell you. I've been in suits when I've had to go to like a meeting when I'm going to land and boom, go straight to him. I would have been livid. I would have gone straight up jungle in there. He said he and his seatmate went to the front of the plane to notify the crew. As if the excrement weren't shocking enough, what was even more surprising was a response they got. They said, the flight crew said, are you kidding me? We turned that in. I can't believe they didn't clean it. They knew it was there, Meehan said. Wow. They knew it was there. So, look, I don't know if I just learned this when I was kind of doing a little bit of research just because I saw this story. But they have the crew, the flight attendants will get up the papers and, you know, they bring the trash by. Put your trash in here, please help us out, blah, blah, blah. But there's another crew that comes in that's supposed to clean it in the event of like throw up or, you know, somebody gets sick, whatever. And so they reported it. Apparently the flight crew knew, but nobody did it. So this dude goes to sit down in a seat he's probably paid a fortune for, only to get crap on his legs. So he says, I know for a fact that Delta planes are required to have a biohazard kit on for situations like this. The Delta representative that spoke with me after the fact told me their protocol is to have a biohazard kit on board, he says. The fact that they either didn't take it down and offer me something from it to clean myself properly, or it was absent completely from the plane, broke protocol either way. He says, they said they didn't have one. So this guy is sitting in crap. I mean, literal crap. Doo-doo. You know, don't start no SH, won't be no IT, that kind of thing. He's sitting in it. He goes and reports it. He's like, look, I don't want to touch this stuff. You know, I got to get this off my pants. I mean, it's already stinky, but it is a biohazard. You don't know what the deal is. I just read you off all the stuff about Bill Gates early in the broadcast. Bill Gates talking about all the potential worms and things that can be in doo-doo. Let me go back and see that. Let's see what he says. He says there could be 200 trillion rotavirus cells, 200 billion Shigella bacteria. I don't even know what a Shigella bacteria is. And they capitalized Shigella. And then there could be 100,000 parasitic worms in the little specimen that he held up at his meeting. And this dude has got to sit in this. I just want you to think about that for a second. I mean, stench, you know, notwithstanding, this is not cool. So he says, instead of calling the gate and asking for sanitizing products, Meehan alleges the flight attendant gave him two paper towels and a bottle of gin to clean himself with in the lavatory. She wanted me to clean myself with regular alcohol, drinking alcohol. he says. At this point, Mia says he wasn't sure where the diarrhea had come from. He didn't know whether it was dog or human. He just wanted it off of him. He says this: we didn't know if the person who got, if it was a person who'd gotten sick, an animal who'd gotten sick. Originally, the flight crew said it was a German shepherd. Why do you got to pick on the Germans? And then the gate agent said in his paperwork that it was for an older man who got sick upon landing. Now, Delta Corporate is saying it was a golden retriever puppy. He says, but to me, it doesn't matter. It's feces. It carries disease no matter what. And he says, you want me to give me like a bottle of gin? What, you want me to drink this so I can forget about it? So he took the cleaning supplies into the bathroom, hoping when he came out, his seat would be clean. He says, it got all over my bare knuckles. He said, they didn't even give me gloves. Had to take my pants off because it was on the back of my pants. I've had this happen. Not because of dog stuff, and not because I took a doo-doo on myself. I know you guys are like, what'd you do? You crap your pants? No, I have crapped my pants once. I did. At my great-grandfather's house when I was a kid. But anyway, no, it wasn't that. Anyway, he says, but he came out and he trying to clean his pants and stuff. He had to take them off. And he's looking at, what are you talking about? I've got to do all this stuff. No sanitizing solution, nothing. One little tiny bottle of gin. He says when he exited the bathroom, they were still boarding as if there weren't excrement coating parts of the plane. Then the Delta representative said Delta broke protocol in continuing the boarding process once the biohazard was identified and reported. Once a passenger brings a contagion or a biohazard to the staff's attention, it's supposed to stop boarding entirely. Deboard. So the contagion or biohazard. Look, I get it. These guys are under pressure. They want to make sure the plane leaves on time. But look, I'm not sitting in crap. Let me just cut to the chase. They essentially told this dude, sit down and shut up or get off the plane, take the next plane. That's what I'm talking about. You have no rights. You are treated worse than a prisoner when you get on a plane. We'll be back.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I wanted to put this in perspective, this midterm race in perspective. I wanted to do this the other day, but we ran out of time, and now to move further, but I still think it's relevant. And I titled this segment, Trump Won. And here it is by the numbers. By the way, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So here's where we stand. Most midterm House seats lost by president's party in power. 2010, Obama, minus 63. 1994, Clinton, minus 52. 58, Eisenhower, minus 48. Ford, in parentheses, Nixon, 1974, minus 48. 1966, Johnson, minus 47. 1946, Truman, minus 45. 2006, Bush, minus 30. 1950, Truman, minus 28. 1982, Reagan, minus 26. 2018, Trump, minus 26. I want you to understand Donald Trump has a record that's equivalent to Reagan's. And here's what's most interesting about that statistic, or those numbers. Donald Trump has been, Reagan got beat down. Nothing like what's happening to Trump. Furthermore, there wasn't this huge disparity in the Democrat votes versus the Republican votes. It was a very different world then. Trump in that world doesn't lose. And let me tell you, the cheating, even though it has been gone on, Democrats have cheated since the forming of man. Okay, since God took the rib, made Adam. And they don't know anything but. So you take cheating out, you move this timeline a bit, and Trump, as I said, doesn't lose. You take cheating out, I don't think he loses anyway. Evan Hill, he's a guy on Twitter, and here's what he says. Democrats have a 12-point lead in the overall popular vote for the Senate, and they lost 3 Senate seats in this election. That tells you all you need to know. They have a lead in the popular vote, and we held the Senate. The House seats, I don't know. I don't know what they did, but they cheated. Here's another little factoid that came from the midterm elections before I get into this article. They said nearly all Republicans who weren't full Trump lost. Mia Love, she lost. Mike Kaufman, he lost. Carlos Curbelo lost. John Faso lost. Dean Heller lost. Eric Paulson lost. The GOP is the party of Trump, period. That was a tweet from Adam J. Lowy. And I think he's right. If you didn't go with Trump, you got trumped. You got trounced. They said, while Tuesday night was not a complete win for Republicans, there was no blue wave either. By most measures, Republicans beat the odds of history and nearly everyone's expectation, while Democrats were left disappointed as the fantasy of Beto O'Rourke, Andrew Gillum, Stacey Abrams, and others winning fizzled. Not one new progressive Democrat was successful bursting onto the scene. It will take a few days to process the meaning of this year's election returns, but the instant analysis is clear. Democrats may have won the House, but Trump won the election. Folks, when I'm telling you I see articles like this, this is not, conservative partisan hacks trying to get us all excited. Woohoo, look at this, and making us go down the primrose path. These are people that understand the enormity of what Trump was able to do. And the reason why I wanted to share this with you is I wanted you to understand we are winning. The left sees it. They know it. Take cheating out of this. And where do you think we are? Legitimately. The House. Let me tell you, we wouldn't have lost the House. We would be at 57 votes, 57 senators. I firmly believe, well, certainly 55. I firmly believe that. This is amazing. He says, this guy writes, as I always say in politics, what's supposed to happen tends to happen. I predicted in August that the Democrats would take the House, but that alone was not enough for most Democrats. I didn't say that. This writer did. As much as this year's midterms offered an obvious opportunity to rebuke President Trump, little of what the arrogant Democrats and members of the mainstream media expected would happen actually did. So much of what they said turned out to be wrong. It will take a while before the significance becomes clear. And if the 2018 midterms prove anything, it's that Trump is standing strong while the Democrats and their allies, who thought Trump would have been affirmatively rejected, are in fact the ones themselves who have been denied. Wow. Guys, when I say to you this is not a conservative paper, this is some leftist rag, and the guy is saying, he's giving you the scoop. He says, Democrats have underperformed in comparison with the historical markers and general expectations of a midterm cycle. The president's party lost 37 seats in the House on average in midterm elections when his approval is below 50%. But Democrats aren't projected to pick up nearly that many seats. They picked up 26, for the record. No liberal will want to admit it. But Trump is an asset to the Republican Party, while President Barack Obama was a disaster for the Democratic Party. So this is what I wanted to explain, that they can put all the spin on this. They can cheat. They can do all these things. The signs are that we did what we were supposed to do. Now, I want you to feel even better, because we had an amazing 2 years, didn't we? I don't need to recap it, because it would just be old news to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, but Donald Trump performed like a rock star. Let's just keep it real. That was his job, and he did it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The next 2 years are going to blow your mind. Without the House, Donald Trump is going to rock it. And here's the beauty of it. Here's where this all comes into play, where I see God's hand on this, right? The Democrats will never, repeat, never be able to take credit. Normally, if you'd have a House takeover, they would say, you know, they look at all this progress and go, look at all this progress we made. We are the reason that Donald Trump was successful. We did this. We did this. Donald Trump is so at odds with the Democrats. He's so at odds with the media. They have set him up as the guy that can do no right. And Donald Trump will never let them take credit for this tsunami that is going to happen. Yeah. Now, how's that tsunami going to occur? I want to explain this one more time. Number one, the biggest threat that we have to our economy has been the Chinese. And it isn't because of the trade imbalance and things like that. It's because of the decades that we've allowed the Chinese to run roughshod over us with respect to stealing our IP, to thwarting our best markets, meaning the things that we must produce as a nation and shouldn't rely on other nations to do. So steel, aluminum, lead production, all the things that go into the building of infrastructure, then high tech, all that's coming back. And it's coming back, and Donald Trump is saying to Canada and Mexico, if we get this worked out, we're going to be producing this stuff ourselves. We will handle the Northern Hemisphere. They can do what they want over there, but we're not going to let them, you know, I don't want to say unfaithfully, but deal badly, poorly with us where we allow these trade imbalances to occur. That's number one. And we're going to be measuring them on point of origin, because the Chinese would do things like they'd ship their steel to Mexico, and then Mexico would ship the steel in, and we'd go, oh, okay, it's all good. Trump said, If it isn't produced in Mexico at a mill or Canada or wherever the point of origin, it doesn't it is still yours. So that's what China was doing. So all that's going to end. That money that's going to roar back into this economy, along with the additional take onerous legislation out that continues year after year, and the investment that will go back in, is going to boggle your mind. That's why this is going to be successful. So no matter how you look at this, and this guy sums it up right. He says, let the message be clear. Voters had a chance to repudiate Trump, and they didn't. Much of the commentariat has been this year's elections are about who we are as a country and what America is about. Well, a lot of America seems to be about supporting Trump. The Democrats thought Trump's negatives would be enough to propel him to victory. The 2018 results show it's clear they need a different plan if they think they'll win in 2020. The only plan. And I'm going to repeat this, because this is what we got to focus on. The only way Democrats win in any election now and in the next 6 years is through cheating.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.